The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 4th, 2010, in Solferino, Mauritius.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Satatam kirtayanto mam
Satatam kirtayanto mam
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Namashantascha mam bhaktya
Namashantascha mam bhaktya
Nitya yukta upasate
Nitya yukta upasate
Satatam kirtayanto mam
Satatam kirtayanto mam
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Yatantascha dridhavrata
Namashantascha mam bhaktya
Namashantascha mam bhaktya
Nitya yukta upasate
Nitya yukta upasate
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising His holy name, His eternal form, His transcendental qualities, and His uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. That is devotion, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering Him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari. In any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Vandeham.
sagrajata sagana raguna tanvita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita So, does anybody like to suffer?
No.
Nobody likes to suffer. Everybody wants to taste the nectar every minute. So why we are not tasting the nectar? Because we have been cheated by our leaders. We have been cheated by our teachers. Even our parents have cheated us. Because they have taught us that happiness is the senses. With the objects of the senses, that's where you find happiness. What is that? It's a lie. You cannot find happiness in the relationship between the senses and the objects of the senses. It's not possible. Why not? Because we are not the body, that's why. If I give you a bowl of strawberry ice cream, and I say, now stick your curtis sleeve in that ice cream and enjoy the ice cream with your curtis sleeve.
Hello.
Can you enjoy with your shirt sleeve or with the end of your sari and the ice cream? Why not? If you want to enjoy ice cream, you have to put it in your tongue, isn't it? Putting your sari or your shirt sleeve in the ice cream, you cannot enjoy it. Why? Because the sari or the shirt sleeve, that is not us. So this body is not us. So no matter how much you try to squeeze pleasure out of this material body, you cannot be satisfied. It's not possible. But if you can find pleasure within the self, you see. If the actual self within, the spiritual being within, if he can connect with God, the source of all happiness, then he will find unlimited pleasure. This is a scientific process. It is not a religious faith. It is science.
In science.
The individual self needs to connect with the Supreme Self. All the great spiritual masters in history have taught this. It does not belong to any particular religion. It is known as the science of bhakti. And anyone who masters this bhakti science, they become the topmost yogi. They become the topmost transcendental. And they enjoy unlimited happiness. Bhayasparshesvasaktatma vindatyatmaniyatsukam sarvama yoga yukta ma sukam akshayam ashnute. You know the translation? Such a liberated soul is not attracted to material sense gratification, for he enjoys the pleasure within.
A personne qui est dans la position où on est ici comprend bhakti, la science de bhakti, il n'est pas intéressé par rien, il gagne la joie ou non.
In this way, the self-realized soul.
De sa façon-là, la personne qui l'est réalisée
enjoys unlimited happiness.
Alors, celui qui.
For he always concentrates on the Supreme.
Parce qu'il se concentre toujours sur moi.
Now you may argue, well, if for a sannyasi or a brahmachari, that's certainly possible to always concentrate on the Supreme. But I am a family person, how I can concentrate always on the Supreme? What did we just read in Prabhupada's purport? In any position, brahmachari, grihastha, or sannyasi, one can become mahatma. So don't tell me I am a grihastha, I cannot become mahatma. I will not accept it. Prabhupada is a self-realized, the greatest acharya, and he has confirmed grihastha can become mahatma. What is the proof? What is the ashram of Arjun? See a brahmachari. See a sannyasi. No, he was grihastha. And he became the greatest mahatma. Similarly, by hearing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and applying those teachings in his life, so the same facility is there for you right here,
ici même,
right now in Mauritius.
Ici même, est-ce qu'il y a là, Mauritius.
You can become mahatma also.
Monsieur, comment vivre un mahatma?
You simply have to hear Bhagavad Gita.
Seulement pas écoute Bhagavad Gita.
With faith, as Arjun heard.
Avec beaucoup de la foi, apparemment Arjun écoutait.
What was the mood of Arjun?
Qui était le mood?
2.7. Bhagavad Gita 2.7. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prishtamitang dharma samudha cheta yashrayan sandhishtitang bruhitan me shashashtehang sharimang pang prabhanam. Now I am confused about my duty. I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly, my beloved Lord, what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please, please instruct me.
Arjun, tu peux dire qu'il est tellement confus avec mon névoir, mon perdu tout mon la force, la condition là, mon père, demande, oh Krishna, dis-moi qui a fait qui est plus bon pour moi. Astemo aux disciples, mon soumettre à eux, demande l'instruction.
Are you willing to take this mood?
Est-ce que nous prêts pour prendre ce mood de Arjun, comme Arjun le fait?
Are you willing to fully humble yourself before Krishna?
Est-ce que nous vraiment envie de soumettre à Bhagavan?
If the answer is yes, then you also can become Mahat.
Et si la réponse est oui, nous sommes capables de devenir Mahat.
If the answer is no,
et si la réponse est non,
then I have to give you the bad news.
Alors, il y a une mauvaise nouvelle.
You will remain Dur Atma. Even if you wear tilak on the nose, you are Vaishnava Duratma. We must put ourselves in this humble mood. Completely surrender to the instructions of Krishna. And from now on, Krishna is my authority.
À partir de maintenant, Krishna, lui-même qui est pour instruire moi.
Whatever he tells me to accept, I will accept.
Et n'importe qui Krishna de moi, on va accepter.
And whatever he tells me to reject, I will immediately reject.
Et tout ça qui Krishna de moi, qui va besoin de rejeter, ça va vous rejeter.
That is called Mahatma.
Ça s'appelle Mahatma.
But if I think, well, I'll give Krishna a little bit, but I'm going to give him everything. Do you think you'll be happy? You know what? It's easier to be a pure devotee than it is to be a mixed devotee. If you say, well, I'll be a little bit devoted, but I'm not ready to be fully devoted yet, that is a very difficult position to be in.
Alors, il y a une situation bien difficile quand nous disons ça, ok, moi, un peu, la dévotion, un petit peu ici, non, pas trop. C'est une position bien difficile.
It's just like a band-aid. They call them band-aid, you know, you put on the wound.
Yeah.
Band-aid? When you pull, there's two ways to pull off a band-aid, you see. You can go, whoosh. That's one way to pull it off. And the other way is one hair at a time. Like that. So what's easier? That's easier, you see. But our mind thinks, no, it would be too painful, I cannot do that. So we foolishly pull it off one hair at a time. And that is our foolishness in Krishna consciousness also. We think, I cannot become Mahatma. I must go little, slowly, little here, little there, little, for a whole life. One hair at a time. This is our foolishness. We must fully surrender to Krishna now, immediately become Mahatma, like Arjun. So the poor spiritual master, he has to deal with all of these disciples who don't want to fully surrender.
Le guru, il a envie qu'il soit un disciple de soumettre.
He said, guide them one hair at a time.
Il parle qu'il va nous marcher sur le passage doucement, un par un.
Why don't we make it easy in our Guru Maharaj and just immediately go, shh, finish.
Je vais faire une petite partie, un seul coup de pitié.
You see, that's the reason.
C'est ça.
Anyway, somehow or other become Krishna conscious. I mean, why suffer in this material world, you know? All you gotta do is get in the airplane. Mantra Vimana. You get in the mantra airplane, you see. get in that mantra airplane and take off into the Vaikuntha skies. What is the airplane? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And what is the seatbelt? No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meeting and no gambling. That's a seatbelt.
So
we get in, we buckle our seatbelt, and then we can just take off to that Vaikuntha sky, you see. And if you keep chanting, guess what will happen? Just keep that mantra going all the time. Either on the lips or within the heart, always keep that mantra going, you see. Then you immediately become Mahatma if you do that. And you'll taste the sweetest bliss at every minute. And you won't take breath again in this miserable material existence. When you leave your body, you go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. And Radharani. Nanda Maharaj. Yashodamayi. The cows, the calves, the butterflies, the flutes. You'll wake up and glow. You won't have to worry about anything, paying taxes or going to work or anything. Crime, pollution, no problem. Unlimited mangoes and papayas. The most delicious crystal clear water you could ever imagine from the Jamuna. The most wonderful weather. Fragrant flower aroma laden breezes all the time sweeping through your village. And every morning, who do you get to associate with? The coward boys, they associate every day with Krishna. And at night, the coward girls associate with Krishna. Everybody's just in the sweetest bliss at every minute associating with Krishna. And you actually have an identity in that spiritual sky. Simply you've forgotten them. And you have foolishly misidentified with a lump of earth, water, fire, air, etc. So anyway, we're very happy to be here for a few days, and your wonderful Sangha, the Mauritius devotees, we're very happy to be here. Mataji and I, Vishnu Priya Mataji and I are very happy to be here with you all. It's a wonderful opportunity to dive deeper and deeper into Nama Ras. And do Bhagavad Gita Ras, you see. It is the sweetest nectar. In fact, it is sweeter than the sweetest honey. And you can dive deeper and deeper and deeper into that Rasamrita. In Johannesburg, I just gave an 8-hour seminar. It was 4 sessions of 2 hours each. 8 hours simply talking about pure devotional service. I didn't have an outline. I didn't have any notes. I was wondering, how can I talk for 8 hours about pure devotional service and keep everybody interested for 8 hours talking about pure devotional service? But you know why? That 8 hours went like that. You know why?
Because these transcendental topics are situated beyond time.
And if you dive deep into Bhagavad Gita, then you transcend the influence of time.
Si nous rentrons dans un lecteur de Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, là nous transcendons le temps, même time.
How do you think that Shukadev could instruct Parikshit for you know man how many hours it was non-stop? 168 hours. Non-stop.
Vous êtes pensé pour moi, Shukadev Goswami, il fait de Shimon Bhagavatam à Parikshit Maharaj.
So 8 hours is nothing.
168 liétans.
168 hours non-stop Krishna Katha.
168 liétans, il cause Krishna Katha sans arrêter.
Thousands of sages were there. And nobody looked at their watches. Of course, they didn't have any watches to look at. But no one worried about time. And what? Oh, I had to go through this. No, they became completely transcendental to time and space by hearing this wonderful narration. This wonderful conversation between Parikshit and Shukadev. So we will have some nice sessions here while I'm... we will have some very nice sessions here going deep, deep, deep into Krishna Katha. Deep into the kirtan. And deep into Bhagavad Gita. And what is the result? The deeper you go, the closer you get to Krishna. And when you become deep enough, guess what happens? And you can see Krishna in front of you 24 hours a day. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 30. Yamam pashyati sarvacat sarvang chamayi pashyati tashaham na pranashami satchamena pranashati. 6:30. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
C'est une personne qui trouve que tout le monde pour tout. Et que tout le monde a tout à faire. Sa persona, pour lui, mon père a perdu. Et sa persona, lui aussi, pas perdu.
So if we go deep enough into Nama Ras, into Bhagavad Gita Ras, then we will see Krishna everywhere 24 hours a day.
Si, comme ça, si nous rentrons dans Bhagavad Gita, nous voulons aussi pour Krishna 24 heures.
So, do you think you'll be in a good mood if you can see Krishna 24 hours?
Si vous pensez, si vous pouvez trouver Krishna 24 heures, est-ce qu'il me mouille pour vous?
You think he'll be blissful?
Est-ce que ça vous rend happy?
You think he will go into Tamaguna or Rajagun? You'll even be transcendental to Sattvagun. So let us go deep, 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 deep into this nectarian ocean of Namaras and Bhagavad Gita. So we thank you very much for your kind attention.
Merci beaucoup pour votre attention.
Now I can ask if there's any questions.
C'est la petite question.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe
you need to, I'm a little deaf, so you can tell me what he said. Can you amplify it for me?
How can me differentiate between an incarnation and expansion of the Lord?
I heard that. How can you want to differentiate between an expansion and an incarnation? Well, there's actually two types of expansions. The Lord has his integrated expansions and his separated expansions. There's also what is known as the expansions of the expansion. For example, Balaram, we get to translate.
Alors, pour vous poser une question, donc ça comment nous allons différencier entre Krishna sur expansion et sur incarnation? Parce que je veux dire que Krishna il a des types d'expansion, de entity intégré, entity en dehors.
It really depends on how you're using the word, because they sometimes can be taken as synonyms also.
Il dépend comment vous servez ce mot incarnation avec.
The expansions of Krishna are incarnations of Krishna.
Ça se devrait être ce mot.
And the incarnations are expansions. But there are expansions direct like Balaram, and then the expansions of the expansions like Sankarshan.
Alors, comme ça, il y a expansion de Krishna comme Balaram, et depuis Balaram aussi, il y a comme expansion comme Sankarshan.
Both of them are considered incarnations.
Et bien, les autres sont considérés comme une incarnation.
But there's another type of expansion called the Vishnu Tattva, or the separate expansions.
La manière d'expansion qui est connue comme un Vishnu Tattva.
Like you.
Avec moi.
You are a separated expansion.
Une expansion séparée.
But you are not considered to be an incarnation.
Nous ne sommes pas considérés comme une incarnation.
So all of the Vishnu Tattva expansions, they are considered to be incarnations.
Les autres Vishnu Tattva, ça va être considéré comme une incarnation.
But the Jiva Tattva expansions, they are not incarnations.
Alors, ben, Jiva Tattva, ça va être comme une incarnation.
That is one distinction.
Ça c'est une distinction.
Next question.
Question.
Okay. We thank you all very much. Any other questions? No? All right. Thank you very much for your kind attention. We'll be seeing you in our upcoming lectures. Want to announce tomorrow's lecture?
Demain, on se fait à Shrimad Bhagavatam Class dans bon accueil. Et tantôt 7h30, maintenant je peux dans Phoenix ici, il faut faire un séminaire. Samedi, dimanche. 7h30 à 9h. Samedi, 7h30 à 9h, dimanche aussi. Dimanche.
Lundi.
Et lundi, maintenant je peux faire un programme dans Shivaland Lampok. Tu m'as dit vous un petit. Time, c'est 7h30 à 9h.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.